This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are down to the last Federal Reserve meeting of the year next Tuesday and Wednesday. And the Fed is down to its last big data point before that meeting, the November jobs report we're going to get on Friday morning. It may well be that the Fed's done raising rates after a bit more than a year and a half of what even Chair Jay Powell and his colleagues would say have been pretty aggressive increases. Those rate hikes affect virtually everybody in this economy, from consumers to small businesses to big corporations, Spotify, as Sam Fields was talking about a minute ago. But just because everybody is affected does not mean everybody's affected equally, as Marketplace's Justin Ho tells us.
There's a public health consultancy based in Colorado called JAL Consulting. It advises companies, government agencies, and nonprofits on topics including health equity and emergency management.
So that might look like doing background research, interviewing with folks, and being able to pull those different areas of information into really actionable steps and recommendations.
Jackie London is the owner. She says ever since the pandemic, there's been a lot of demand for what she does.
There are a lot of organizations who need the expertise that I can offer them. And so that has meant that I have been very fortunate to be able to continue to provide for myself and to be able to sustain my business.
London says the costs her business incurs are pretty manageable. That's because London is the only employee. Pretty much her only expenses are her salary, her health insurance, and her accounting software. She's insulated from rate hikes because she hasn't had to take out a single loan.
At the end of the day, I would rather be a little bit more cautious rather than have that debt on my books.
Other businesses have insulated themselves from the Fed's rate hikes.
I really hate the idea of saying, hey, here I am, you know, smart enough to get something right. But I would say prescience is a little bit closer to what was happening.
That's Matt Hetrick. He runs a company called Harmony Hospitality, which buys older properties and redevelops them into hotels and other businesses. Unlike Jackie London's business, Hetrick's requires a lot of borrowing, which means it's really sensitive to interest rates.
When you're doing property development and operations, a lot of that money is directly influenced by the Fed's rates.
Back in 2021, Hetrick watched as inflation started picking up, and he says he got a little nervous.
I was doing a lot of reading about the last time we had like this really crazy amount of inflation and how the government and the Fed adjusted to it.
So Hetrick called up his lenders and renegotiated his existing debt, locking it in at low rates for 8 to 10 years. So when the Fed started raising rates last year, Hetrick's loans didn't change.
So we're replacing couches, we're redoing entire properties, we're doing exteriors and all that kind of stuff. If we were spending the money on interest, we wouldn't be able to make those commitments and we'd have to defer the maintenance.
Even businesses that are insulated from the Fed's actions might find that higher interest rates cause their customers to spend less, says Glenn McDonald, an economics professor at Washington University in St. Louis.
Maybe they have student loans, mortgages, credit card debt, etc. They all feel poorer and consequently tend to spend less on things.
But consumer demand for some businesses is not very sensitive to what's going on in the broader economy. Take Rattlesnake Solutions, a company in the Phoenix and Tucson area that removes snakes from people's homes and relocates them to safe areas. Owner Brian Hughes says when his customers call, they're not worried about interest rates.
Our customers are largely driven by the behavior of the animals, and the services that we have are something that most people would consider at the time that they call us a thing that is not really an option.
That also means that when people need a snake removed, they probably aren't thinking about how much it costs either.
We know that we could charge whatever we want for some of these. I also know that that's just not something we're ever going to do.
Hugh says he spends a lot of time making sure his prices are ethical, that he's not taking advantage of people when they're scared.
But it also means that whether the economy is doing really well, whether a lot of people feel that they can pay for the services or not, the service itself and the cost of those services don't really fluctuate.
It also helps that rattlesnakes don't pay much attention to the Fed either. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.